Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Remember the kids' game called Telephone? The first person in line whispers something to the next person and says to that person, pass it on. And that person passes it on to the next one. By the time you get not very far down the line, what's being passed on isn't anything like what was originally sent. There's another variation on that theme, and it occurs when we pass on animals. We impulsively adopt or rescue an animal because it makes us feel good. We're taken in by a sad story or a report in the media, and we want to jump right in there and help. We don't ask ourselves, how much special care are these animals going to need for their health? How much behavioral trauma have they suffered, and what will it take to ensure a stable and comfortable life for them? But we don't think about that. And then when we get the animal, all of a sudden we realize that all the good intentions in the world aren't going to change the fact that this animal needs consistent care 24/7 in one way or another. And when we realize that we have to go to work and that we can't offer that, and we also realize that we can't live with a dog who constantly barks in our absence because the neighbors complain and even, God forbid, they call the police. Or maybe we come home and the house is trashed. There's urine. There's stool. Door and window frames have been chewed. Our shoes, briefcases, handbags, remote controls, they're destroyed. Sometimes we impulsively reach the end of the rope as fast as we chose to adopt or rescue that animal in the first place. A recurring theme in my work, and one I explore in my novel, Getting Fixed, is this idea that saving, rescuing an animal is the easy part. It's taking care of that individual afterwards, day in, day out, for however long it may take to turn that individual around, to make that individual whole. That's the difficult part. And unlike the act of saving, where we can feel like we're superior human beings and there may even be other people who will tell us how wonderful we are for doing this great thing. When we're into the day after day after day slog, when we're working 10 times harder to summon the consistency, to stay one step ahead of the animal, to do what needs to be done, there's no cheerleader. There's no one telling us how great we are. At such times, when the adrenaline rush of salvation fades, the idea of passing the animal on to someone else becomes very real. We know we can't give that animal what that animal needs, and we know we don't like the way we feel about ourselves and the animal. We want it over. We want an end to it. But as far as passing the animal on, the question is, are we doing it for ourselves or are we doing it for the animal? If the animal has truly serious problems, trust me, a home in the country isn't going to instantly cure them. If an animal has serious problems, it's going to take a lot more than love. It's going to take a lot more than the magic touch, the magic way with animals that your mom told you you had. It's going to take hard work. There's a big difference between getting an animal because you really, really want that animal and getting that animal because you want to save someone. To paraphrase what's often said about kids, every companion animal that we bring into our homes deserves to be wanted. Wanted for what he or she is. Wanted with a respect for that animal's individual and species needs. If that isn't there, and there are problems with that animal, don't pass that animal on. Either deal with the problems yourself, or if you can't admit that you can't do it, and end that animal's physical and or behavioral suffering. Yes, it's a high price to pay, but it's better than subjecting that animal to the continued deterioration that occurs when such animals get passed on.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.